This podcast is brought to you by 8848, a UK-based agency that delivers a vibrant mix of marketing, PR, and creative communications.
Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Soap.com's podcast Plug with me, Stuart Glover. On today's podcast, we reveal the latest exciting campaign from Soap.com, focusing on stylish radiators for the whole home. We also hear from Soap.com's interior designer, Naomi Nunn, who recently took a trip to New York to find out about upcoming trends and share her insight with us. Hey, Naomi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Excited to talk through a bit of what we've got going on at the moment at Soak. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about The Heat Is On?
Okay, so The Heat Is On is our new campaign. It's all about radiators. What we wanted to do is show that we've got product for all over the home. We're not just about bathrooms. And we want to shout about some of the different styles that we have as well. So we've got things like all the vertical and horizontal, modern, traditional, get flat panel, designer. And also we have some fantastic new smart heaters for the home, which are just great because you've got little apps and stuff that you can use with them, which is really clever. And we've got a few different colour choices as well with our radiators. And we think that radiators shouldn't be boring, that radiators actually aren't just a piece of equipment. They can make any room into a statement.
Absolutely, yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about these coloured radiators? How would you use them in a room to kind of bring it to life?
Well, we still have all the kind of standard radiators. We have the white ones, which kind of, if you're looking for something more subtle, just to blend in, then we can fit that need as well. Some of the coloured ones we have, we've got some really bright yellow ones, which look fantastic.
Wow, yeah.
But we also have some pastel ones. We've got pink and blue, green, pastel-y ones. And they're just like really different. So if you're looking for an Instagrammable home, they might be the choice for you. And they're in like a Colosseum style, which is quite a traditional looking style.
Sure.
We also have anthracite radiators, which is, again, it's kind of a fairly stable thing in the home these days. But we do them in traditional and modern. So whatever look you're going for, we can fill that need for you. And with the trends that are coming up this year, having that matte dark finish can really like bring the interior design height of trend into your home.
So just for the listeners who might not know, can you explain what an anthracite radiator is?
It's basically just a really dark grey colour. So it's not quite black, but and it's really lovely finish to it as well, really high quality. And just so you know as well, we're going to be having a few matte black ones coming in the next few months as well, so keep your eyes open for those.
Oh, brilliant. So I'm looking here and I'm seeing a little bit about chrome radiators, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, we have some chrome radiators as well, and they're basically just, so we do them in towel ladders as well, all of these, but the chrome ones are, they've got that bit of shine to them, so if you're into a little bit of like bit of brightness in your room, and they really stand out against your matte painted walls. So if that's what you're looking for, then they're really stunning as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose if they're reflective as well, it might help with kind of if it's a smaller room to make it look a bit more spacious.
A bit lighter. It can do, yeah. But we also, if you are looking for a way to bring in heat, but also add in a bit of reflection, we do have radiators that have mirrors in them as well.
Oh, wow.
So if you're looking for a hallway solution to warm up all of your hallway, but also you want something that you can check yourself in the mirror before you leave for the work in the morning, then that solution's brilliant.
Whatever takes your fancy, Naomi.
Yeah, definitely.
That sounds brilliant. So we've obviously got the new TV ad just coming out, and that is called The Heat Is On, with a great Glenn Frey track in the background. I'm not going to sing it for our listeners.
Oh, maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. However, yeah, we just kind of wanted to go on a little bit about that and for you to explain about the TV ad and the idea behind that. How did you come up with that?
So the idea behind the advert, again, is just to shout about all the ranges that we have of radiators. We really want to just bring some fun to radiators in the home because they're not just that piece of equipment that's going to work. They can just be amazingly stunning. And we had such fun on sets shooting this advert, actually. The music was on in the background like pretty much all day. And even though it's on all day, we had so much fun.
Like you
couldn't stop dancing to it, to be honest. Even if you weren't in front of the camera, everyone was having a little boogie along. We also had, the studio was full of kids, cats and loads of dancing. It was great fun.
Sounds like a dream.
It was a good laugh. We had some great actors on set, all enjoying showing off their best dance moves. And the little girl in the advert was just brilliant. She was an absolute natural. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one who tried to sneak off with the kitten as well.
You tell us now. They were wondering actually where that had gone. Great stuff. Okay, so how does this help customers to make the right choice when looking at a new radiator, and what kind of things would you advise?
So we've got quite a lot of different helpers on our website. So we've got a BTU calculator, which does some very clever things that I can't give you too much detail about because, you know, that spoils the surprise for you. But actually all it is to do is to help you work out what size radiator you might need for your different rooms in your home. We also have a blog which gives you all the details of all the different radiators, all the different styles, and also different valves and the different functions they can perform, so you can make sure you get the right fit for you. And then if it's inspiration you're looking for, then maybe have a look at our Instagram page, which is We Are Soak, and we have a hashtag that goes along with this advert as well, called, which is hashtag Soak Heat. But also on our website, we've kind of updated the way people can shop for all the products. So right. We're looking at colour, style, and you can also shop by room. So if you already have an idea of what you're looking for, then maybe shopping by style or by colour would be best for you. But if you're not really sure and you just kind of know, oh, I need a new radiator in my dining room because I've done up the dining room, have a look online or in your kitchen or in your lounge. Just have a look, see what there is. It might give you a bit of a taste for what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a really nice idea. And I suppose with the hashtag as well, it's a great opportunity for people to have a look what's already out there and what other customers are doing and buying.
Yeah.
And it's a great idea.
And we definitely want to encourage you to, when you've done your house, make sure you add that hashtag to your pictures so we can have a look, because we just love seeing everyone's beautiful homes on.
Absolutely, and sharing them as well far and wide. So aside from the heat is on, what else have you been focusing on at the moment as an interior designer at Soak?
Well, there's always loads going on, as I'm sure you can imagine, but recently I got the opportunity to go to a really amazing exhibition called ICFF, which is a really dull name, but it was great fun.
It sounds dull, but when you find out where it is...
Yeah, well, it was actually in New York, so yeah, that was great fun. So me and some of the buyers went over and we had a look around. There were some fantastic products, and it was just really about seeing what's out there, seeing what's going to be the next big trends for the coming seasons. Actually, we looked up to 2 years in the future, really. So some of the stuff you'll be seeing now, and some of it's a bit more kind of out there. So one of the ones that you'll definitely have been seeing quite a lot of recently is something we call the natural look, and it's all about wooden finishes, Hessian rough materials, a bit of natural cotton, pumice stone type things everywhere, and plants, and just a really kind of warm spa-like feel, including seeing things like big stone bathtubs and things like that. So it was just a really interesting look, but also it kind of takes the idea from like a home spa, like holistic almost feeling, just really cozy, comfortable feeling at home of being able to treat yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. It sounds quite rustic, but at the same time, it almost seems like you don't have to go to a real spa when you can just have that at home.
Yeah, that's basically the idea. And then the second one we picked out was something that we've called modern day romance. And this is all about pastel colours and bits of gold creeping in here, and also lots of curved geometric shapes and designs. Kind of has a bit of a hint of Art Deco feel, but a bit of Art Nouveau in there as well. And there was this really kind of bold shape that stood out everywhere, which we call pill shape. Right. And it just in light fittings, in wall decorations, in mirrors everywhere. So that was a really different look as well.
Can you just explain the pill shape a little bit more? Or is it really
difficult to explain. It's kind of like an elongated oval shape.
Okay.
And there's usually that divide, like an actual pill that you would take, like medicine. So it's kind of divided across the middle. You know, you get the two coloured capsule things.
Yep.
It's that kind of shape, but used all over in different design aspects.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds amazing.
And then the next look that we noticed was Midnight Blues. And this is basically the same kind of look as the modern day romance, but it was a much darker colour palette. You still had those golds in there, but you also had like navies, maroons, browns, and kind of quite warm greys. And it's just a more kind of almost more grown-up feel to the same look. So you've got a quite youthful look in the modern-day romance, but then the Midnight Blues is just a little bit more almost wintry as well.
Sure.
And that comes through in woods as well and marble finishes and lots of velvets as well. Oh,
so. Sounds really homely as well.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that one. So what about the next one that you're going to talk us through, grid work? This sounds interesting.
So this one is just something that is definitely still way out there, and we're starting to see bits of it in industrial looks, in kind of dark metal finishes or kind of raw metal finishes as well. But it's starting to come through in like really bright pops of colour. So we're seeing primary colours, and there you see that in furniture, like garden furniture, but also fixtures for walls, for organisers, and just it's a real way to encourage people to take a piece and adapt it to their needs in their own home.
Sure.
So it attaches to your wall, and you can have a picture hung on there, or you can have your keys hung on there, and it's just really flexible, and that's about allowing people to have that flexibility. And
being able to kind of recycle stuff as well, so not just use it for one thing, it's functional for... Like, it's multifunctional, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Array of things, which is a really cool idea. So is there anything else that you've got planned at soak.com that we should know about, or is it all secretive and we're going to find out in the next podcast?
We've definitely got to keep some surprises for the next podcast.
Definitely. It's been really great speaking to you, and it sounds like there's a lot going on at the moment. Obviously, we're really excited about The Heat Is On, and if people want to check out that advert, they should go to www.soak.com/radiators/the-heat-is-on. If I could say dash again, I would. so we'll be excited to see what comes up next at soak.com, and looking forward to seeing how the ICFF in New York inspired your new looks. Thanks very much for talking to us today, Naomi.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You take care. Feel free to subscribe to our podcast for all of the latest news and insight on trends from soak.com. Please give us a review as well and let us know your feedback. We'll see you next time on Plug.